It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? We're continuing the study, kind of surveying the book of Romans. We've studied the book of Romans and enjoyed every verse, and now we're kind of going through it. I didn't want to leave it until we'd kind of looked at things, generally things, some very specific great points in the book of Romans. And so today we're going to be in the book of Romans chapter 5. And so please that you'd open your Bibles to Romans chapter 5. While you're doing that, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you'd like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you'd like to call us here, it's 217-847-2717. If you'd like to visit our website is www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. That's parkviewbiblechurch.org. Please take a look at that. We have many good studies, verse-by-verse studies of the Word of God. Sunday messages is there. Our Constitution is there. Plan of Salvation is there. And so please that you would take a look and enjoy that. I hope that it helps you to come to know the Lord Jesus and then grow in the Lord Jesus as well. If you'd like to email us, it'd be parkviewbible@gmail.com or parkviewbiblechurch@gmail.com. Now we're going to begin and read the first 11 verses of chapter 5, and we're going to enjoy those and possibly get into chapter 6, because again, not going to be the concentrated study that we've had in the past, just kind of a survey of what we've studied, but there is so much here. Romans chapter 5, beginning to read with verse 1. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commandeth his love towards us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from the wrath through him. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. Wonderful verses of Scripture. Let's begin with prayer. Father, thank you for the opportunity to study your precious Word. And we could go back through this wonderful book of Romans, and we could go verse by verse again, and we would have an equal blessing that we had the first time we went through it. I can search and study your precious Word. I have enjoyed studying. I've enjoyed teaching your precious Word for well over 38 years now, Father, and I love every day of it. It's exciting. I'm growing every day that I open your precious Word. So please, just continue to guide and lead us. And I know, Father, that it's your living Word, and that's the reason that somebody can study this precious book for so long, every day, and yet still never exhaust its wisdom and its power and its strength. So please, dear Lord, just help me to learn and to grow, and help me to teach others that same precious truth, that they may enjoy your presence and enjoy your power. And we know, first of all, Father, they must come by faith to you, to your Son, the Lord Jesus. He died on the cross, shed his blood, that we can live. Please, please, that no one would be listening that would have rejected that precious gospel, your wonderful grace. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. As we look at these verses of Scripture, we find the first word there in chapter 5 is therefore. And of course, that ties in the last chapter. And the last chapter tells us that salvation, God's grace, God's salvation that he offers us and hands to us if we would just accept him, is not by works. And that's in chapter 4, verse 1 through 8. It also, that word therefore in chapter 5 ties in this last chapter, verses 9 through 12 in the fourth chapter, not by ordinances. And so the scripture's very clear in this precious book. It's not by works. It's not by ordinances. And then verse 13 through 22, it tells us it's not by obedience to the law. You can't keep the law. You can't do it. The law is perfect. We're not. That doesn't match. We can't make that work. And so that word therefore ties those things in together. We know, according to this book, as we look at chapter 5, therefore being justified by faith, not by works, not by ordinances, not by keeping the law, okay? Let's get that right up front so we understand that. Justified, the scripture says, justification, the righteousness imputed to us by Almighty God through Jesus Christ, his Son, brings us a result of seven different things that we have listed here. We've looked at these in the past. It was, I thought, worthy to look at them once again. Verse 1, we have peace with God. Verse 2, we have access into his grace. In verse 2, we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. In verse 3, we glory in tribulations. In verse 5, God's love is shed abroad in our hearts. Verse 5, the Holy Ghost is given to us. And verse 11, we joy in God. Now, as we look at those verses of Scripture and we move quickly through those, again, this is just a survey. If you would like to enjoy looking at the study, you could go on to the website and look under the book of Romans and look to the date of 8/24/14, because that's when we studied this text, this Scripture. And so you could go back and enjoy it and have the full study of it if you would like. I would love for you to do that if you would want to. But now we're just going to kind of go very quickly. But I have my Bible marked with underlined these seven items. We have peace. We have access unto his grace. We have we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. In the glory, we glory in tribulation. Now, that's a tough one sometimes, but we need to always understand that the grace of God and the power of God will carry us through anything and everything. And so we need to glory in tribulation. We need to be lifted up and strengthened that God will bring us through. He'll guide and lead us. He'll give us his precious wisdom. Wonderful. And God's love is shed abroad in our hearts. We praise the Lord for the love that he gives to us, and then for us to possess, for us to, the Holy Spirit is given to us. The third person of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit, comes and lives within us, and then for us to be able to say we joy in God, and underline that over in the third verse. And so we have it in verse 1, 2, 3, 5, and 11. And so to look at that, we need to understand by faith we have peace, not by works, not by ordinances, rules, and regulations, and not by trying to abide by the law. Now, these things we should do. We should work, and we should follow the ordinances of God. We should be obedient to the law, but that's not how we get salvation. We have salvation because of the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a free gift. It's given to all that will accept that free gift. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God's eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Please, that you don't miss that. And so, as we look, we find that in Colossians chapter 2, verse 10, I'm just going to kind of summarize it for you. It says, you are complete in him. That is the only way. We are complete in him. without you knowing the Lord Jesus, you are not complete. You'll just kind of spend your time here and spend your time there, and you'll be looking and trying to find who you are, what your purpose is, and that may lead you to all kinds of things, lead you into a cult. It could lead you into drugs. It could lead you into alcohol as you search for that yearning in their heart that's missing. And the only one that can fill that void, you can try to fill it with everything, but until the day comes that you repent of your ways and turn to the Lord Jesus Christ and ask Him to forgive you and to save you, He will, and that void will be filled. And so then you will understand that you can be complete with Him. When Adam sinned, the whole human race fell into sin and death. Peace between men and God was broken. But the second Adam, which we know is Christ, purchased peace through His shed blood. We are told that in Romans 1:18, we are removed from the wrath of God. What a wonderful, wonderful knowledge to have, to know that. And so as we look at each one of these wonderful promises that we have, and so now we come down and we look at this third verse, and we see that for, and not only so, but we glory in tribulation, also knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience. All right, tribulation, we're going to kind of break those down a little bit. I think it's worthy of taking our time a second time to do that. Tribulation is persecution, pressure, affliction, burdens. That's that tribulation, that word tribulation there, knowing the tribulation. All right, we see what tribulation is. Now, worketh patience. Now, patience, a definition of patience in the Hebrew is cheerful endurance. A cheerful endurance. And so to take on trouble, take on the daily burdens, but do it cheerfully. That's what God gives us. This isn't something that you can do on your own or do it naturally, but you sure can do it and enjoy it if you're a believer in Jesus Christ and you walk with Him and you serve Him. A cheerful endurance. And then we have knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience. Experience. Now that's kind of a different name there or word. Experience is proof, trustedness, trial, proof, and trustedness is experience. Experience brings us, it proves something. It proves that the Word of God is true. It proves our God is true. It proves our God died on the cross of Calvary. That's what experience does for you. That's what experience does for me. And experience, hope. Hope is faith, expectation, confidence. Confidence. That's what comes with hope. What a wonderful verses of Scripture here. And so once again, let's just begin with verse 1, read down through, and then we're going to enjoy these last verses through at verse 11, and then we'll go on to chapter 6. Romans chapter 5, verse 1, therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into His grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we glory in tribulations, also knowing that tribulation worketh patience. And patience, experience. And experience, hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given to us. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. I was the ungodly. I still am a sinner, but I'm a saved sinner. I've been paid for by the blood of Jesus Christ. That's the only difference. But by being saved and born again, now I have an opportunity to have victory. I can have victory over sin. I can have victory with the knowledge and the wisdom that he gives me. I can have a patience. I can have understanding. I can have confidence. All these things, no matter what takes place, I can possess those because God gives them to me if I trust in him. So, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. He died for me when I was as ungodly and as everyone else is, as ungodly as can be, and yet he died for me. And then look at this verse of Scripture. I love this verse 7. It says, "For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet preadventure for a good man some would even dare to die." And so it's making some points there that if my best friend, I could take their place, and I could be injured or I could die for them and save them from death. If it was my best friend, then you'd think about it, you'd consider it. But God commandeth his love towards us in that while we were yet sinners. And the word sinners there has been so used, it's enemies. We were enemies with God, total enemies. And yet God the Father sent his Son to die on the cross so we could have a forgiveness of sins, to set us free, get us back into fellowship with God. God did that while we were his enemies, fighting every inch of the way against him. And God even knew at the time that many would continue to fight against him, even though the offer of this free gift is available to you and to all, and yet you would reject that free gift. You would reject that opportunity of salvation. And yet God died for every single one. Every single one. What love that he has shown for us. Again, verse 8. Verse 7 again, "For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet preadventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commandeth his love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from the wrath through him." Again, the wages of sin is death. Death. Not a physical death, as you think, a spiritual death. You will be totally and completely separated from the presence of God forever and ever. Right now, even though you're not born again, if you have not trusted in him, you still have many, many blessings because God's presence and God's love is here. His church is still here. All believers are still here. And you're getting the benefit of that. But the day comes that you leave this life and move into the next one. That will be the day that if you're born again, if you're saved, if you're covered by his precious blood because you've come by faith to him, you will go into the heavens. You'll enjoy the presence of the Lord Jesus. You will enjoy a fellowship with all other believers that have died, and it will last for an eternity. But if you choose not to, you're going to go to the place of torment, awaiting the pits of hell for eternity. And you thought you suffered here, and you thought you got a raw deal here. You wait. You just wait until that day. That day when you die and you slip into eternity, oh, you will beg and plead, but it's too late. Please come now. Verse 10, when we were enemies, remember I said up here that we were enemies? Well, down here it even records it as that. For if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of His Son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by His life. So Jesus died on the cross, and it took away, removed our sin. And the Old Testament was just covered because Jesus hadn't finished that work. They looked forward to the Messiah. We look back to the Messiah. But now that the work is done, our sins are not just covered. They're removed. They're taken away. We are saved. And we also have the opportunity of life because Jesus rose again. He not only took our sins away on the cross as He shed His blood, but 3 days later He rose from the dead. He's at the right hand of the Father right now. Oh, it's so wonderful to serve a living God. And verse 11, not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received His atonement. Oh, what a joy. What a joy to have the mercy of God pouring out upon us. It is wonderful to walk each day, to enjoy each day in the Lord Jesus. And it's just wonderful. Please, that you, every day, you do what we need to do and trust in Jesus first. Because your work here upon earth, your service upon earth, will be so much more joy and excitement when you trust and you have received the atonement. The atonement. Your sins have been washed as white as snow. You've been made clean because of the Lord Jesus. Please trust in Him today. Please, please trust in Him. What a wonderful study there. And it's hard to stop. I've just kind of picked out some of the things there. Now, let's go on and let's jump over to chapter 6. And as we look now at the 6th chapter, and we're going to read 13 verses, and that may be about all we get done today, but we're going to move right along. And I've just picked these out, and it's so hard to pick out, to say one is better than another, because the precious word is so wonderful, each and every word. Romans chapter 6, verse 1. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus Christ were baptized into His death? Therefore, we are buried with Him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For we have been planted together in the likeness of His death, we shall also in the likeness of His resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with Him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is freed from sin. Now, if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with Him, knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more, death hath no more dominion over Him. For in that he died unto sin once, but in that he liveth unto God. Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that ye should obey it in the lust thereof, neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. What direction that is. What wonderful statements. The grace that saves us teaches us. Please understand that the Word, the precious Word of God, each and every day we can enjoy, because now we have a new nature. The believers has new desires because we have changed. We've been born again. Now, until you surrender and come by faith to Jesus, you don't understand that. Doesn't make any sense to you. So I just ask you that you will surrender to the Holy Spirit. You will listen to His call today and accept Him so that you can experience these things and enjoy this each and every day. Not only new desires, but a new power to help the believer to fulfill the new desires we're given. So not only is our heart changed and the desire is changed, but we're given a power that allows us to do that. Grace, God's grace, unmerited favor, God's grace is much, much greater and more powerful than any and all. This word here in verse 2 where it says, "What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound?" Oh my, no, how ridiculous is that? And yet Paul many times would make these arguments back and forth. And then he says here, "God forbid. We who are born into the family of God have died out of the family of the devil." That's about as clear as I can make it. We as Christians have shared Christ's death. And in sharing Christ's death, we died to sin. We were by nature the children of the devil. That's how you're born. But the children of the devil. There are many little gods around, but there are actually only two that you serve. And all boils down to one is the devil, and he is responsible for all those little gods. Or the true God, Jehovah. So it boils down to those two. Who are you going to serve? Now, if you do not accept Jesus as your personal Savior and come by faith to Him, then your God is the devil. I don't care what religion you're a part of. I don't care what cult you're of. If you've never stepped foot in a church, your God is the devil, and that's who you're serving. That's who you're serving. You must come by faith to Jesus to be a child of God and then enjoy that. And so please understand that we were by nature the children of the devil, but upon receiving the Lord Jesus Christ, we were translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light or the kingdom of His dear Son. God forbid that we continue in sin. As we look at these precious verses, once again, I'm going to read verse 1 and 2 of chapter 6 of Romans. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into His death? Now, that is not talking about a water baptism, a scriptural baptism where you would go down into the baptistry and then come up out of the baptistry as you would to show what's happened in your heart. This is, we are immersed in Christ. The Holy Spirit comes to live within our hearts. We are baptized by the Holy Spirit. That's not something physical. Now, some people and some churches say you must be baptized to be saved. That's not what the Word of God is teaching. This baptism here is not a physical baptism. It is a spiritual baptism. It's a baptism of the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit. And that takes place the day you trust in Jesus as your Savior. And so that's the reason to say, "Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into His death?" Yes, that's the picture of baptism. Go down to the water, that pictures you dying with Christ. But you come up out of the water, that pictures the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we are buried with Him by baptism. You see, it's not the physical, that's the reason we have the scriptural baptism, to show what's taken place. But it's not for salvation, my friend. We'll continue from here next time as this we survey this wonderful book. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?